Okay, so today I'm going to share with everybody. The topic is a fresh start. Leaving the old, embracing the new. Because today is the last Sunday of 2024. So we all looking forward to enter 2025, the new year and the new season. So I want to share this message with you and what God's promise to us. So today I'm going to talk three things. Why do we need a fresh start? Why? And what is God's promise to renew us, to make us a brand new? And what we need to do, what's our role to leave the old and embrace the new? So, have you ever tried to fix something that was broken beyond a repair? Look at the screen. So maybe it was an old cell phone, and look at the screen, it's all cracked. And maybe the camera, it's all broke and messed up. Or just, failing batteries and the software doesn't work properly. So you keep trying to fix it. You try to patch it up. But end up, you realize what you really need is not a repair. What you really need is a brand new cell phone, right? Okay, so I want to ask you, so why do we need a fresh start? I want to ask you, are you broken beyond repair? Are you? Look around this room. I see people carrying burdens that are too heavy, way overwhelming for them to bear. Some of us are weighed down by regrets, the decisions we wish we can undo, the words we wish we can take it back. And some of us being paralyzed by fear and shame. We feel unworthy. We feel we are beyond redemption. And some of we stuck in the bad cycles. It's the destructive patterns happens on us every again and again on us. And some of us haunted by failures, a broken relationship, missed opportunity, and the dreams crumbled. Yes, we do need a brand new start. But look at our social media. When I look at it, every year I see so many New Year resolutions. Year by year, the same thing. You know, some say, I promise myself I will break free from this addiction, but end up go back again. And some committed to a relationship, a better habits, but failed again. So the New Year resolution always say, this year I will finally be different, this and that. I will finally do this and that. But year by year, it's always the same. So we all looking for a reset button. We all looking for a chance to start over again. Do you? The problem is, we often try to find fresh starts in the wrong place. Some we will look for a program, a self-improvement program. We hope it will solve our problem, but it's only touched the surface level. And some we've been taught to be a positive thinking. You know what? It never solved the core issues. And some we write it down every time the New Year resolutions. We try purely rely on our willpower. Almost impossible to change ourselves. So today, but today, when we stand at the threshold of New Year 2025, God is offering us a much more powerful than just a simple upgrade or simple touch-up, a simple repair. God is offering a complete transformation, a complete new creation to you. It's not just another fresh start, it's a new creation. The question is, are you ready to accept? So today, I want to share the verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Let's read it again together. I pray the verse will settle in your heart. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Principle one, God is in the business of making things new. So the new creation has come. In this verse, what is new creation? What does it really mean? In the original Greek words, new means qualitatively new. It's not just chronologically new. So it echoes Genesis, the echoes creation language of Genesis, and points to God's act of making something entirely new, not just improving the old. So when you think new creation, it means something qualitatively new, something fundamentally different. So think about a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. I want to ask you, can you teach a caterpillar to fly? Can you? Or can you just put it in the flying lessons? Or just can you strap a wings on its back and make it fly? The answer is no. We all know the answer is no. The only way for a caterpillar to fly is to become something totally new, something entirely different, which is butterfly. Can you like relate those two when you see them? No. So inside the chrysalis, something amazing happens. The body of caterpillar dissolves completely and is restructured entirely, become a butterfly. So that is so There's no such thing when you think, oh, I'm only half caterpillar and a half butterfly. Can you? Which is no, right? But in reality, a lot of people live like that. Half yourself and half Christ-like. So that's what God does in our life. God is not in the renovation business. Okay, He is in the transformation business. Just as He spoke the entire universe into existence in Genesis, you remember? He speaks. And then it's done. And now, the same creative power that He formed stars and the universes is at work in you right now. He speaks the new life in you right now. The same power, the same word power, and right now working in your life. Second principle, change is possible. Because God initiated. We all know, I listed a lot fails, right? So many failure of our try to self-improve and try to outsourcing the positive thinking. We try to so many times for the New Year resolutions, it's all failed. Looks like change is impossible. No. Look at our verse. The only condition in the verse for the new creation has come is if anyone is in Christ. Okay? If anyone is in Christ, that's it. Does the verse say if anyone who gets their acts together? No. If anyone has fixed their problems and issues, no, we probably wouldn't be able to. So just like our song, our worship song said, God accept us just as I am, as you are now. Because God knows there's no way we can do work on ourselves. We are hopeless. We are helpless. The only way is if anyone is in Christ. In Christ is fundamental as a believer. So what does in Christ really mean to you? It refers to the believer's union with Christ Jesus. And it indicates a complete identification with Christ Jesus. And it suggests a new sphere of existence. So when you think about in Christ, that means it's a totally new identity, new family, new body, new formation with Christ Jesus. If it's hard for you to understand, let's think about an adoption process. A child in an orphanage, do you think they can adopt themselves? No, they can't adopt themselves. No matter how much they wanted to be adopted and how hard they work to be adoptable, the only way the transformation from an orphan to be a beloved child, the only moment is a parent initiates the process of adoption. When a parent do all the legal work, pay all the costs, and make all the arrangements, the transformation of this child become from an orphan to be a beloved child, be part of the new family. But what did the child need to do? The only role the child needs to do is joyfully accept the new identity being offered. Look at the face of the child. Are you ready to accept? God already initiated for you. Just as adopted child receives the new name, new family, new identity, and a new inheritance. Can you believe you already got the inheritance from our Heavenly God? Purely because of their parents' initiatives, we receive our new family, new life, purely because of God's initiative. So, the beautiful thing about adoption is that the moment the judge declares it's final, you know what? The child's status changes instantly. Do you think it's matter? It doesn't matter at all for the past, how their past looked like. It doesn't matter how struggled they have been. And it doesn't matter how other people think about them. And it doesn't matter how many times they failed. It all doesn't matter. They become a fully legit child with the full rights and the full privilege being part of the new family. Can you believe that? That's what happens when we are in Christ. That's what happens when God prepared all this in Christ Jesus. You know, we don't earn it. We cannot earn it. We cannot create it. We cannot achieve it. That's 100% sure you cannot do that. You will fail for sure. And just God, just like God choose the first birth for you, we cannot generate the second birth by ourselves. God does that by Him. So the third principle, the old must truly pass away for the new to come. So how to understand the old must truly pass away? What does that really mean? The old has gone. So in the verse, old in original Greek words refers to the ancient and original states. So it refers to our old nature, our old value system, our old perspectives, our old thinking process, and our old preference, taste. The tense here say has gone suggests a decisive passing away. And it indicates a complete break with the past. So when we suggest, when we say the old has gone, it's not about the old is gradually fading away. No, it's a decisive pass away. So when we say the old has gone, it's not means the old is mostly gone. It's complete. So it is complete and decisive. When the old has gone, that means decisive and complete. Think about Christ on the cross. Do you remember when Jesus said the last words, "It is finished"? That is the moment. That is the moment. Is a decisive moment. The moment the death was conquered, the sin was defeated. That is the decisive moment. There's no partial victory, so there's no gradual overcoming. It's a complete victory. It's an instant conquer. I want you to remember when Jesus said, "It is finished." So when you decided, when you determined, let the old pass away, that is the moment. It's a decisive moment. It was complete and decisive. So partial change doesn't work. Partial change don't work. We cannot say, "I will give Sunday to God, but I keep Monday to Saturday to myself." We cannot say, "I will change my actions and I will change some of my behaviors, but I will keep my old thinking process. I will still use my old thought patterns." Okay? No. And we cannot say, "I accept God's love." But what? But I keep nursing the hatreds in my heart, the unforgiveness in my heart. No. The partial change don't work. You have to complete surrender and the complete to let it go, pass away for your old self. So the old must truly pass away, not fade away slowly, not hold in the corner for emergency usage. Pass away completely. So today, I want to invite everyone to join this special moment of response. And I will ask Mary and Christopher Jr. to help me to give you a post note. And you write it down. You take a moment to think. Think deeply and search in your heart. What needs to pass away? What needs to pass away in your life? And what old things are you ready to leave behind when you enter 2025? So it is maybe it's an old pattern of you thinking that always keep you bound. Maybe it's a regret. Maybe it's a failure. Maybe it's a fear paralyze you. And maybe it's a sin entangles you. So I want you to think really hard, search deeply in your heart. What in your life needs to pass away, and what the old things you're ready to leave behind. Write it down. Be very specific. Be very specific. Don't be general. Be very specific. Write it down. Remember, it's not a New Year resolution. It's not another New Year resolution. It's your dying to the old life moment. So in a moment, we are going to come forward and nail this piece of paper, those papers, to the cross. So whoever ready, we can come forward and nail your paper, the post note, to the cross. I invite everyone to join this special moment of response. And think about what Christ has accomplished on the cross. The death is defeated and the sin is conquered. Corinthians 1:19-20. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So I want you have a moment, close your eyes, and have a prayer moment. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to him all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcisions of your flesh, God has made you alive together with Christ, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwritings of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Yes, Jesus Christ has canceled all your debts and removed everything that ever stood against us and ever condemned us. He has taken out of the way and nailed it to the cross. So today, when you nail your paper to the cross, let it be a decisive and a complete moment and a complete surrender, not a partial compromise, a full release, not a tentative letting go, a total break with the old, not a gradual drifting away. That's a decisive break, a point of no return. When you cross this bridge, the old bridge burns out. There's no way you can turn back. I pray this is your dying to the old life moment. Remember, just as you can't build a new building without the first demolish the old one that stands in the same this place, you can't fully embrace God's new work while clinging to the old life. Just like Paul said, the old has gone. The old has gone. Remember this truth. You can't become new until you are willing to let old pass away. But there's a good news today. A good news is God is not asking you to transform yourself. He's inviting you to step into the new creation he's already prepared. So the end of the verse is that the new is here. Okay, I invite you to open your eyes. The new is here. Jesus doesn't say the new will be here. And the new might be here. No, the new is here. So this is God's promise to you today. As we enter 2025, let's do more than just making resolutions. Let's accept God's invitation to this new creation. He has already prepared for you in Christ Jesus. So when we nail our old self on the cross with Jesus Christ, we are in Christ. Because we connected, we united with Him on the cross. So the new is here. The old has gone. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We come to You today, ready to leave the old behind. Thank You. You don't patch us up or repair us or just give us a self-improvement package. Lord, You want to transform us. You prepared, You initiate all those transformation work in Jesus Christ already. You have the fullness of life. You have the abundance of this life in Jesus Christ. The only thing we need to do is let the old pass away instantly, decisively, completely. Lord, we are willing. We want surrender to You completely and fully, Lord. Help us to walk forward into this new season, into this new year 2025. Lord, we can live out this new identity, this new life in Jesus Christ to glorify You, Lord. Let us fully embrace this new creation You prepared for us in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.